Buying a car is rarely fun, but the process is even more confusing in this economy. Here's what I mean. When I leased a Subaru Crosstrek 3 years ago, the dealer and I came to an agreement. At the end of the lease, I could give the car back or buy it for a predetermined price. Well, it turns out the lease is almost up, and thanks to supply chain issues, the car is actually worth more than we agreed to. And if you're in the same situation, you may be wondering, what should I do? Let's ask Michelle Krebs. She's executive analyst with Cox Automotive. Michelle, welcome back. Good to speak with you.
Good to speak with you. Glad to be back.
Yeah, so there's this old convention that as soon as you drive a car off the lot, its value immediately goes down, which really is not as true as it once was.
It's not at all true these days.
Yeah, how topsy-turvy and upside down is the used car market right now?
Well, it's both new and used, and they're both related. We have very few new cars available to buy, and so when people have leases, there's really not much for them to choose from when they go back to lease another vehicle, and they're not putting those cars back into the used car market.
All right, and that has got people like me kind of confused because the lease to my car, it ends in March, and when I did the math, the car is now worth more than the price I agreed to buy it at when I signed that contract 3+ years ago. I know a lot of people are in the same situation I am. How should we navigate something like this?
Well, yes, the lease price was set 3 years ago when you leased your vehicle. No one 3 years ago anticipated that we would have a pandemic, that we would have a chip shortage that would lead to production cuts and inventory shortages. So you have a few choices. You can extend that lease. The automakers are being very generous about extending leases until there's more product for you to choose from when you bring your lease car back. You can buy out the vehicle at that price, which is far less than that vehicle is worth on the market now. You could sell it and make a profit, or you could just keep it.
But, I mean, I'm kind of, pardon the pun, in the driver's seat because I've got this valuable car on my hands. How badly does the dealer want it back?
Oh, dealers want it back badly. Dealers are out buying up used cars to make sure that they have something to sell because the new vehicle inventory is so low. And consumer demand is tremendous for both new and used. But many people are finding that there's more choice in the used market than there is new. So dealers definitely want your vehicle back.
Does that give me leverage in a negotiation?
Oh, yeah. A friend of mine got an amazing price on his trade-in, way more than it was. Go on Kelley Blue Book, see what your car is worth. And, deal from there. And they are paying well over list because they want to have something on the lot to buy. But then you're in the dilemma, you're going to pay it on the other end.
But if I wanted to buy this vehicle then, I mean, I'm getting a pretty good deal. So do you think that that would make sense for a lot of people typically? I know everyone's situation is different, but what would you advise?
I think if you really like the vehicle, I was talking to a friend this morning. He's in the same situation. His lease is due in March. The brand that he bought is in short supply and may continue to be. And they love the car, so they may well buy it out. And they need that car. Now, if you don't need that car, another friend of mine got rid of his. They lived with just one car for a while and will wait until prices more stabilize and there's more choice out there. So that's another option.
Someone might be thinking, I'm not going to buy that car. I just want to get into a brand new lease. What does the market look like for them?
There's not a lot of inventory. We've got the lowest inventory probably since the 1980s. The good news is it's not getting worse, and it should get better. We think that the chip shortage will be somewhat better next year and continue to get better through the year. The domestic brands got hurt early in the chip shortage, but the Asian brands are now the ones that are getting hit with the chip shortage. Toyota, Honda, Kia, Subaru are in very short supply of vehicles right now.
So whether someone is buying or leasing a car, it's a really stressful transaction. I mean, I was just in the dealer to try to deal with my lease, and my heart started beating. I hated being there. What else should people know if they're in the market for a car?
Well, I think they really need to assess their needs. Do they absolutely have to buy right now? It may be to their advantage to wait. The other thing that they really should think about doing if they're determined to buy a new vehicle is talk to the dealer, put money down on a vehicle that's coming from the factory, or order one if you can wait some time. That's becoming more common now.
Michelle Krebs, executive analyst at Cox Automotive. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.